Yes, the infinite way is an experience based on principles of spiritual living and spiritual healing. And all of these are found in the many writings of Joel Goldsmith. I think there must be 30 books now, or approximately 30. And in each of these books, these principles are set forth, but in each book in just a little different way. They give you the foundation on which to build a life that is devoted to this search within, so that you have a guide along the way. The principles are the guide, and you are not just wandering aimlessly, but there are these guideposts of principles to help you. And one of the greatest is a very little tiny word. In fact, the whole of the infinite way could be summed up in three little words. And some of you are smiling because you are so familiar with them. Three wonderful little words. And they're all one syllable. And the biggest word has three letters, and the others only two. The first word is as. Now, you wouldn't think that you could build a spiritual life and spiritual healing, which is a part of this work, on such a little word, but so it is. For the truth is that there is a God, a presence, so infinite. So infinite, so big, so tremendous, so all-encompassing that there is room for nothing else. And therefore, there really isn't any room for you or for me except as that. And so one principle is that this presence, this infinite power, appears as you and as me. That you and I and all the rest of the world's people are the showing forth of that infinity. There isn't this infinity and something over here. There can't be. There is just that infinity, that one. But it has infinite ways of expressing and revealing itself. Therefore, a cardinal principle is God appears as an individual being. Just that one thing could lift you so high. How could God, appearing as individual being, have a problem? Well, now, how could it? It just about eliminates every problem. Now, of course, the only hitch is that this has to be realized. It can't be just some words. But God appearing as individual being could not possibly have a problem. And that's all there is of you or of me. So the little word as, not and, but as. Not God and, but God, this divine infinite presence, as. Just contemplate that for the next days. And then there's another one. It's very like it. And that's one. There is only one. There are not two. There is only one. One presence. One power. one life, one law, one activity, one substance, just one. And all it is must be of the nature of that one. And we won't go into it, I'm just presenting it to you now, so that when you do go back to some of these writings, you will look for it. And finally, the little word is, in God there is no has been, and there is no will be, no. There is only is, that it is now. And the only time that God knows is now. You are not going to be better tomorrow. You are not going to feel better tomorrow. You are not going to have more tomorrow. Because it is now. And now is the only moment. If you would be alive, drop the past and drop the future. Don't allow yourself to go into the future 1 second. And don't hang on to a dead past. The only moment we can be alive is now. And so we abide in the isness that is. The isness in which God is appearing as individual being, as the one and the only one. Now, anchored in those three principles of as, is, and one, you have a firm foundation. You will never be tempted to go to some great power to do something, to some lesser power, because you will know that there is only one. And you will never be tempted to think something is going to be changed later. You will know that all that is now. And you will know that there is not God and anything.